Good morning. It is time for today's weekly update with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we talk a little bit about the markets this week. And, you know, I think, Roy, we can compare the markets this week to a Nebraska weather. It's if you don't like it, just wait a little while. It'll change. There's a little something in it to make everybody happy, right?
You really don't even need to wait till tomorrow most of the time. Between the time the market opens and the time it closes, it seems like the fundamental factors change and the technicals change, so the outlook changes. So, yep, you're right.
Well, let's talk about this week in the markets. You know, corn was up and down a little bit, but I'd say the big mover this week was soybeans, wasn't it?
Well, it was, and it's kind of surprising, I guess. We got that report on Wednesday, and most people were saying the report was pretty negative, and it was to a certain extent, especially for corn. For beans, I thought it was a little positive because they lowered the carryout from 210 to 190, so that's really pinching the bean supply down fairly tight. And of course, their reaction initially was lower, and then by the end of the day, it closed quite a bit higher, and now Thursday, why it was down about 25 cents. So,
okay. Can you find any good reason for the big dip yesterday?
Well, they're trying to search for that on my sources, and seems like that the reaction was to things going on in China that might affect their buying of soybeans later down the road, tightening up the credit and raising the interest rates a little bit to try to fight inflation. Their economy has just been going great guns, and they're getting concerned about the inflation. And, of course, if they do any of those things, why, it's probably going to have an effect on our soybean market because they really have been the big player in the soybean market here for quite a while.
I've heard the markets talking about watching for that Chinese shift from U.S. beans to South American beans. Any insight on that?
I really haven't heard very much about that, but you know, I guess the thing that I would point out there is that the U.S. supply of soybeans is readily available, and the southern crop is just in the process of getting started to harvest, and because of transportation tie-ups and everything, it takes a lot longer for their beans to get to the market. So, you know, that one of the excuses that we've heard that the Chinese are buying so many American beans is because they're at the dock and ready to be loaded on the ship, and they're easily available, where the South American beans is a little bit of a question about that.
And this all kind of works together, too, kind of going back to USDA reports earlier this week. You mentioned the U.S. carryout on beans was dropped about 20 million. The projected increases in South America, did that offset that?
Well, I think it did. I haven't actually had a chance to study the numbers yet, but that was one of the factors that yesterday morning before the markets opened, that the analysts were saying that, well, yeah, we cut the American carryover, but the worldwide carryover is going to be big, and so they expected the beans to be lower, which, of course, they were momentarily, but by the close of the day, they were quite a bit higher. So, you know, I guess, you know, everybody's got a dog in this battle or got a dog in this fight, and depends on whether your concern is more for availability or price.
So this kind of all plays into our marketing plan, and, you know, like you said, since the 1st of March here, being prepared to pull the trigger if we ever get a rally, huh?
Well, absolutely. You know, most of the analysts are saying that there's a rally out there. They just don't know when it's going to be and make sales when it comes along. And normally, you'd expect that rally to be coming just any time now, but, of course, we had a pretty good run-up most of the month of February, so it's not unheard of. It'd kind of be expected to see a little bit of a pullback, and then maybe, you know, at some point the market's going to get tired of this, all this rain and snow and slush and mud and everything else, and going to start getting concerned about getting the crop planted for 2010, and that probably will be the factor that causes the prices to go up. And, you know, all things considered, it's just the early part of March, and we don't normally start planning for about a month yet, so that rally might be a while off.
And that kind of plays into my next question for you, or at least thing to talk about, and that's the crop insurance deadline that that is on Monday, at the end of the day, Monday. You know, just quickly again, you know, how does all this, our harvest, our marketing plan tie into crop insurance, Roy?
Well, the RA with harvest price option and the CRC, the policies that have a price component are a real good backup for forward pricing. So if you're doing any forward contracting at all of corn or beans for this fall's harvest, that crop insurance policy is a really good thing to have to give you the ability or the nerve to go ahead and market something that you haven't yet produced with the idea that the equity will be there in case a worst-case scenario develops and you don't raise anything. You'll at least have the dollars to cover the risk on the production on those commodities. So I see the crop insurance as a really good marketing tool, and right, it's the deadline is Monday. If you're going to make any changes, you need to do them today or Monday, because March 15th is when, at the close of business that day, the decisions need to be made and the papers signed.
Is the winter speaking series done for you now, Roy?
I did the last one on Wednesday of this week down in Hebron, did an options workshop, and so, you know, I kind of yesterday sat around to the office when the weather was cold and rainy and put together my invoices and my expense account and getting all the paperwork wrapped up so when the sun shines next week, we hope, I won't have to be doing that. I can be out hauling corn or something else.
And until then, you can just sit by the living room window and watch the fields dry.
Yeah, well, it's pretty exciting, isn't it?
All right, for folks that want more information from you, there are several ways to do that.
Roy at SoyRoy.com, my email address, SoyRoy.com, my website.
Appreciate the information, sir. Good to talk, and we'll see you next week.
Okay, I'll be here.
Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and an update on the markets on KTIC.